We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're joined now. Mike Nabors joins the show. Cox Sports Television, also contributor for, I'm sorry, Mike, and I had it written down here somewhere, Pewter Report.
PewterPirates.com. Yeah, I'm mostly Saints, my friends. And you know what's funny is I've asked you guys questions for years, and you're going to ask me questions now, huh?
We are. How about that? Shoes on the other foot. How's it feel, Mike? Here we go.
Yeah.
Mike, you know, there's obviously, you know, right when this kind of came to be, this game kind of came around, the immediate question and the immediate kind of story on this is, you know, it's really hard to beat a team three times. And that's not necessarily true statistically. That's certainly not what has occurred in history. But what's kind of come out of Tampa Bay this week, out of that locker room, in terms of, you know, playing a team that they've lost to twice? Do they see it that way? Do they see it like, well, this time, you know, is going to be different? Or has it been more of a humble stance on it in terms of, you know, we have a lot of things to improve on? You know, because they've beaten us twice? Or is this kind of like, yeah, we'll just wait and see, now we're a different team?
I think there's different layers to it. I think the players have said all the right things all week, Zach. Bruce Arians has said all the right things all week. But there's an excitement here because they haven't been relevant in so long. I mean, last week when they beat the Washington football team, that was the first playoff win they've had since they won the Super Bowl. What were you guys doing in 2002? I mean, that's a long time ago. That they won a playoff game. It's remarkable. So there's an excitement here about the playoffs. It's a new time for them. And then since they played the Saints, they feel like the offense has been rejuvenated. But if you look at the schedule, I mean, they haven't played a team the caliber of the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they played Detroit, they played Atlanta and Washington, where you could really debate if that's a playoff team or not. So I feel like, I mean, you guys know when you have Drew Brees, you feel a difference as a football team having a franchise quarterback, and they haven't had one. So the fact that they have Tom Brady, even though they've lost to the Saints twice, they feel like not only does he give them a chance, they're back in the playoffs, they're relevant for the first time in 19 years, but also, you know, they played better since they lost to the Saints. So I think if you have all three of those components, they feel like they have a little more juice than the last time they played the Saints.
Mike, when you look at this team really up front, and this is my humble opinion, I think this game will be won between the trenches, whether you're talking about offensive line for Tampa Bay or defensive line for Tampa Bay. How confident do you think they are? I mean, I know they're saying it publicly, but how confident do you think they are? This is the second matchup where they won't have one of their starting guards. Last time it was Ali Marpet. This time they won't have Alex Kappa. I think it was A.J. Shipley last time who filled in, and he's now on injured reserve. I think he's A.Q. Shipley. He's actually helping, I think, the coaching staff a little bit now. But it will be Aaron Stinney. Am I saying that correctly?
Aaron Stinney.
Aaron Stinney, who will be making his first start. Now, he's been in the NFL, but this will be his first start. How confident do you really think they are with him stepping into that role? Or, you know, and I figure that they'll give him some help as far as protection is concerned.
Yeah, and you bring up good points because they brought in Gronk in the Washington playoff game, and it really helped Tom Brady, helped that offensive line quite a bit. And that's something, you know, we didn't see the last time the Saints played the Bucs. We didn't see Gronk in that role. And, you know, when I watched the Bucs Washington game, and Gronk had one catch in the corner of the end zone that was ruled out of bounds, but he was mainly a blocker in that game. You know, Cameron Brate got all the catches at tight end. So they're trying to bring in Gronk because they know they're banged up. And frankly, I think this is one of the most overrated offensive lines if you look at how much they get paid in the NFL. I mean, Ryan Jensen got paid a lot of money to be a center there. Donovan Smith, the left tackle. Now, Donovan Smith played well in the playoff game, but for the most part, especially against the Saints guys, you know, we've seen the Saints defensive line, and we know how good they are, dominate this Bucs offensive line. So, you know, I mean, with Aaron Stinney in there, to me, it brings down an offensive line that already faced a mismatch against the Saints defensive line. So, yeah, if you break this game down backwards and forwards, I think that's the matchup. And Tom Brady can play well against Detroit and Atlanta and Washington, but he hasn't faced a defensive line like this since he was blown out in Tampa. So that will be the interesting part of this game. Yeah, he's improved. Yeah, Antonio Brown's playing better, but they haven't played a defense like the Saints. And to me, that's the X factor.
Talking with Mike Nabors with Cox Sports Television. Mike, how much thought have you put into just the gravity of the matchup in the playoffs between two players like Drew and Tom, and the possibility or reality that it's possible that, you know, that it could be either one of their last games. It could be the last time we see them play against each other, and really what that means to the game of football.
I think every fan ought to soak it in. And I know Saints fans appreciate the fact the Saints are in the playoffs, but as I mentioned earlier, I mean, you look at other fan bases around the NFL. I mean, the Bucs are in the playoffs for the first time since 2007. The Bills haven't been there in a long time. And the Cleveland Browns, I mean, not that you get used to it or not you take it for granted, but everything that Drew Brees has brought this franchise in terms of changing it, Sean Payton as well, the culture, you know, it's going to be a huge void when he leaves. And I know you guys have your opinions, but I'll be surprised if he comes back after the season. I think Tom Brady will come back for a year, but I don't think Drew will. And I think that's going to be a harsh reality for everybody, not only the team, but the media, the fans. I mean, it's so rare in the NFL to have a run like he's had with Sean Payton, especially when you look at the turnover around the league, guys. It's amazing. And I think, you know, not only the run that Brees has had, but the run that Brady's had. And I think lost in all this, too, is their path to the NFL. I mean, I think younger fans forget that Tom Brady slid in the draft and that Drew Brees wasn't a first-round pick, and neither guy was a big blue chipper out of high school. And I like what Drew Brees said earlier this week at the press conference, where he just wanted to be a starter in the NFL. Then he wanted to win a playoff game. Then he wanted to be a Pro Bowler. You guys know Brees better than me. I mean, he never thought he'd have this kind of career. He never thought he'd play 20 years, but he has. And then Tom Brady's had this unbelievable career, 85 years between them with Brees' birthday today. I mean, I just say soak it in, because I hate to use the word never in sports, but I don't know if we'll ever see this again. I don't know.
I definitely think it's impressive. Mike, I have to ask you before we let you go here in a little bit, what's your opinion of the other matchup as far as the Rams and Green Bay, that matchup? What do you think about that game?
To me, the biggest mismatch this weekend, because I don't know, based on the Rams offense, and I know Sean McVay's a great coach, I just don't think Jared Goff has it in him to win that game. I mean, they can match up good defensively against Green Bay, but they got to score points to keep up with Green Bay at some point. And, you know, Jared Goff on the road in Green Bay, I just don't see it. I mean, I would be shocked if they win that game just from an offensive standpoint against the Packers.
Hard to disagree. I know Deuce likes that matchup up there for the Saints to have the possibility of getting the Rams down. Right. I think it's going to be hard to score enough points, even if you are able to slow down the Packers. And that defense, quite honestly, has played better on the back half of the season than they did the first, You know, when the Saints saw him. So, Mike Nabors, buddy, we appreciate you joining us for a little bit. It's always great to talk to you. It's weird not getting to see you around as much, although we've seen you on the road a little bit, huh, buddy?
Yeah, I've been traveling. Deuce and I have mastered the Zoom in our CSP postgame interviews. We're masters of it now.
I know. I find Deuce huddled in little corners in stadiums all over the National Football League on his Zoom calls with you. So, Mike, we appreciate the time, buddy. We'll let you run and enjoy the game this weekend.
All right. For all the times I've bugged you guys for interviews, I'm glad to give you a small payback today. Enjoy
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Right, thank you, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.